Christmas gifts. The Magi and the shepherds who were there beheld a wonder that we cannot share. Absent as usual, will we never see a revelation or epiphany? When will it be our turn in Bethlehem? Or is it all that wise to envy them? They heard some angels sing and saw a light and knew of something special in that night, but further into time they could not go. They did not know what their descendants know, that light is light, that night is night, that love is love restored to life by God above. They knew of birth, we know of death and more. What happens after saves what goes before. The gift of Christmas is a pledge of peace. The gift of Easter shows it does not cease. Poetry is compressed language, and at its best, as it encapsulates and reveals truth, it is snapshot theology. This poem, written by my late professor of poetry, Professor Lee Johnson, I think I want to, rather than analyze it and give you all the details that he might have given if he was analyzing it in one of his classes, it's a 16-line sonnet, a bit of a contradiction in terms and so on. I want to draw simply two things out of it, which I think he's managed to encapsulate rather well. The first is our own modern disappointment. Absent as usual, he says. And in that he's kind of summed up some of our struggle that we have as we hear about the wonderful marvels, the marvelous works of God that he's done in the past in this or that or the other situation, and especially at times like this at the nativity of our Lord, when the angels appeared to the shepherds, the wise men saw a star. But are we all that wise to envy them, as Professor Johnson says? They heard some angels sing. They saw a light. They knew of something special in that night. But further into time, they could not go. They did not know what their descendants know. Yeah, we maybe haven't received the amazing revelation with the manifestation of angels and heavenly choirs singing like the shepherds did. But they needed that. For them, God was doing something brand new that had never even been conceived before. They needed that miraculous confirmation that God was at work in history in a way that he had never worked in history before. We might not have need of that so much. Because, as you can see, I stand before you wearing white. And we've just been through 40 days of fasting. Christmas, the Nativity of our Lord Jesus Christ, is deliberately constructed here in the church as a mini Pascha. Because where does Christmas get its significance from? If we had been there, yeah, okay, we might have heard some angels singing, we might have seen a light. But would we necessarily have gotten the full theological understanding that we is now easily accessible to us in the teaching of the church, which is has becomes accessible to all through retrospect? As we look back on the wonderful works of God, the mighty works of our Lord, and see, we begin to see what he's doing. We begin to understand what he's doing and see the significance of what he is working. The Nativity, on some level, is just the birth of another child. It's only as that child grows up and becomes who we now know him to have become and goes to the death we now know he has gone to, and is raised from the dead by God himself, as God himself, that we really understand the significance of what has happened at Nativity. They knew of birth. We know of death and more. The light of the world, the light of the universe has come into the world. The love, the natural love that God has given to us has now, and is embedded in everyone, has now been, the end result has now been manifested by God himself in birth, in death, and in resurrection life. And so, as my other poetry professor from high school always said, poetry is meant to be read and reread. So I want to finish with Professor Johnson's poems, Christmas Gifts. The Magi and the shepherds who were there beheld a wonder that we cannot share. Absent as usual, will we never see a revelation or epiphany? When will it be our turn in Bethlehem? Or is it all that wise to envy them? They heard some angels and sing and saw a light. They knew of something special in that night, but further into time they could not go. They did not know what their descendants know. That light is light. That night is night. That love is love restored to life by God above. They knew of birth. We know of death and more. What happens after saves what goes before. The gift of Christmas is a pledge of peace. The gift of Easter shows it does not cease. Christ is born.